Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up, my friend? You are listening to Real English Radio. I'm your host, Tony Kaizen. Thank you so much for... I got to switch it up, man. Hopefully you like the intro. I'm going to see how many different ways I can say my name in the intro of every episode. We'll see how long I can keep that going. But thank you so much for tuning in to the show. Today, you're going to learn about the legalization of marijuana in the state of California. I've got a clip from the Joe Rogan Experience, episode number 1939. That's episode number 1939 with the legendary Be Real. And just in case you don't know, Be Real is an American rapper, singer, songwriter, and actor. He's best known as a member of the hip-hop group Cypress Hill, but he's also the frontman of the rap rock band. Yes, that's right, half rap, half rock band, Prophets of Rage. So I'll leave links to his work in the description for this episode. Now, we're going to listen to Joe and Be Real discuss the legalization of marijuana and the insane amount of money that's generated by the sale and purchase of this plant. I'm going to play the clip and pause it in between ideas to make sure you understand everything, all right? Now, if you'd like to read a transcript and vocabulary guide for this episode, or you just enjoy the show and you want to support my work with a few dollars a month, you can click the link in the description of this episode. Visit my Patreon page and become a subscriber. All right, my friend, let's get into this episode.
So cannabis, we know, generates California a huge amount of capital, right? And where did it go? Where does it go?
Right? Where does it go?
They don't ever tell you where it goes, but I could tell you there's a bridge up there on 6th Street. Had to get the money from somewhere, right?
Yeah.
All right, let me stop right here and explain something really quick. In 2016, or 2016, the state of California legalized the use, sale, and cultivation of recreational marijuana for adults over 21 years old. So in plain English, what that means is in 2016, the state of California legalized the use and purchase and cultivation of weed for entertainment purposes, for fun. They treat it just like alcohol now. So you can walk into a bar if you're over 21 and get a shot of Jack Daniels, and you can drink recreationally just for fun, just to pass the time, just to entertain yourself. You see what I'm saying? Because in the past, you could only get access to marijuana for medical purposes. You had to get a recommendation from a doctor, some official letter, and you go to this place and apply for, you know, a license or a permit to go to these regulated locations and buy medical marijuana, you know? And in 2016, they said, you know what? Let's just treat it like cigarettes and alcohol and everything else, and let people use it recreationally. Hopefully that makes sense now. So Be Real is referring to the fact that the state of California makes a lot of money by imposing a tax on the legal sale of marijuana, just like they tax alcohol and cigarettes and everything else, you see? Now the problem is nobody really knows what the state does with all that money. California has so many problems, and out of all the things they could do with their tax revenue, they decided to build a bridge on 6th Street in Los Angeles. Now, I obviously can't say that the tax revenue from weed sales was used to build that bridge he's referring to, but the point is that I believe Be Real is saying that these politicians are making tons of money off of this weed tax, and maybe they're not reinvesting it in the right things. You see what I'm saying? But let's continue.
Well, cannabis, I mean, what is the amount that cannabis is generating for California? It's got to be enormous.
Yeah, it was for a time.
For a time? It's not anymore?
It goes up and down. You know, in the pandemic, oddly enough, people had a lot of money to spend because of the checks and stuff like that. But now the checks have run out and they got less money to spend. So, you know, it's always a roller coaster ride as it relates to what sales will be.
There it is right there.
Yeah.
Marijuana tax revenue, $1,294,632,799.
Yeah, I believe we're the highest tax state as it relates to cannabis, and it's crazy. It's
Look at the difference between Colorado, which also has a lot of weed, only $423 million.
Yeah. They gouge us, man. I mean, we saved, well, the industry saved the state. I mean, you lived there for many years, and California was in debt.
Yeah.
We had no surplus. Now we got surplus. We could build bridges that are multi-million dollar bridges.
All right, let me stop here and explain a couple of things from that part of the clip. So according to the reports they found, California makes over $1 billion a year in marijuana tax revenue. That's a billion with a B. And Be Real was saying that it was probably higher in the past because during the pandemic, when the government was sending people stimulus checks, a lot of people were spending their money on weed. But since the checks ran out, or since the government stopped sending people free money, weed sales have decreased a little bit, understandably. Now, the last thing they spoke about was the difference between tax revenue in California and the state of Colorado. Now, Be Real said, they gouge us, man. They gouge us. And gouge, G-O-U-G-E, is a verb that means to overcharge or exploit someone, especially through exorbitant prices, or another way of saying that is especially through unreasonably high prices. So when he says they gouge us, he's saying, man, they charge these extremely high prices. You know, they're financially violating us, if you will. You know what I mean? They just put such a high tax on us, especially in comparison to other states. That's the idea. And these taxes are so high, in fact, that California has a surplus. And in this case, the word surplus is referring to the money that the state has after they've paid for everything they needed to pay for. You know, it's the extra money that's left over. You see, so they take all this tax revenue and they might invest some in education. They might invest some in, you know, building new roads and bridges, or, you know, recreational centers. They might invest all that tax revenue in different things. And once they've invested all the money that they had in their budget, they have some money left over, and that is called the surplus. You see? And apparently there's so much money left over that they have enough money to build these multi-million dollar bridges on 6th Street in Los Angeles, as opposed to taking care of the homelessness problem and the drug use and all that other stuff. But that's neither here nor there, my friend. Let's get back into this clip. And I'll be back in a minute to explain some more stuff.
I had Mariana Van Zeller on the podcast from that television show Trafficked. I don't know if you've seen that show. It's a great show on the National Geographic.
It's crazy.
Crazy. Like, she's boots on the ground journalist. She goes into the jungle where the cocaine manufacturers are. She went to the Congo for dealing with people that are trafficking in the great apes. Wild show.
Yeah.
Wild shit. But she was talking about one of the problems with California is it's so difficult to get a license to sell weed regularly that the illegal sales of weed are up way more than regular. So they're not getting taxed on that because they made it difficult for people.
Yeah. The people that operate legally are the ones getting tapped the hardest, because you got to pay for all these regulations and all these fees and the taxation, whether you're in the cultivation aspect of it or you're the retail manufacturer, distribution, any of it, man. I mean, it's the taxation to operate is high, and the taxes on the consumer as well. So when you have that factored in, and you got these guys that are trapping, as they call it, right, black market style, they're making all the money, and the state isn't really doing anything about that, and they make it hard to get a license for people who might actually be able to navigate the business. But it's just so many hoops you got to jump through, man.
So much regulation.
Yeah.
All right. So now Joe and Be Real are talking about the fact that legalization is a good thing in theory, but the state government makes it so difficult to get a license to sell marijuana legally that many people prefer to sell the weed without a license. And this is much more profitable because the businesses aren't registered with the state, so they don't pay taxes on any of the money they make. And this makes it even harder for legitimate businesses to operate because they're losing customers and paying higher taxes. That's what Be Real meant when he said the people that operate legally get tapped the hardest. And the verb tap, T-A-P, means to lightly hit or touch something with a quick motion. For example, I can tap my microphone like this. I'm tapping the microphone like, hello, can you hear me? Hello, I'm tapping the microphone. Hello. That's tapping, right? Or somebody might tap you on the shoulder to get your attention. If you're walking down the street, maybe somebody needs some directions and they might not say, hey, help me. They might just walk up to you quietly and tap you on the shoulder. Excuse me, could you help me? I need some directions. Thank you. You see what I'm saying? That's what it means to tap somebody. But when Be Real says tapped, I think he's speaking figuratively. He's saying the legitimate businesses get hit the hardest, right? They feel the pain of all these regulations and taxes much more than anyone else because of the way the system works at the moment.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's unfortunate, but at least it's legal now.
Yes.
I mean, I remember in 2016 when it became legal, we were in the middle of a podcast.
Yeah.
We're doing the End of the World podcast during the election live at the Comedy Store, and then it came out that marijuana passed and it's legal.
Yeah.
And everybody cheered. It was amazing. The whole place went, yeah. But it's just crazy that legally, like federally, it's illegal.
Yeah.
It's still Schedule One.
I want to stop here really quick and explain what Joe meant by Schedule One. He said federally, weed is still illegal. It's still Schedule One. And he's referring to the DEA, or Drug Enforcement Association's, way of classifying drugs based on how dangerous they are. And according to DEA.gov, Schedule One drugs, substances, or chemicals are defined as drugs with no currently accepted medical use and a high potential for abuse. Some examples of Schedule One drugs are heroin, LSD, marijuana or cannabis, ecstasy, methaqualone, which I've never heard of, and peyote. So Joe and Be Real are talking about how crazy it is that a plant like marijuana or cannabis is still considered to be in the same category as something like methamphetamine or heroin. It's crazy shit.
You know, what's crazy is that more states are rolling over, like, you know, because the federal government is leaving it up to the state to decide, right? And some states are seeing what's happening in places like Colorado and where the taxation ain't so high, and they are actually making a lot of money, or the state is making a lot of money through cannabis. They're starting to consider it, right? So you're seeing states roll over one at a time, like New York.
Yeah.
For instance, we thought that should have been like way sooner.
Way sooner. Yeah.
But we thought, okay, when New York rolls, then let's just say Florida and Boston roll, everywhere else will roll over slowly. And that's kind of what's happening. So, I mean, I think it's just a matter of time, man, where we will have it federally legal, but we're going to all pay the price until.
Okay, let me explain a few things from that last part of the clip. The first one is rolling. Be Real said that what's crazy is more states are rolling. And really what he's saying is more states are rolling over. That's the complete phrase. And to roll over in this context means to accept something, usually in reference to a change in policy or law. And in this case, he's referring to the states that are slowly accepting the legalization of marijuana and allowing it to be sold legally, with taxes imposed on those sales. So it's a metaphor that kind of implies that the states are slowly coming around to the idea of legalizing marijuana. You see what I'm saying? They're slowly beginning to accept this idea. And, you know, Be Real is saying it's kind of crazy to see that over time, state after state is realizing the benefits, you know? And then he goes on to say that the federal government is leaving it up to the states. So I wanted to explain that phrase, to leave it up to someone. This means to entrust someone with a decision or a task, or to give someone the responsibility for making a decision or completing a task. That's another way of saying it. And it implies that the person making the decision or completing the task has autonomy. They can do what they want. They're independent, you know, and it implies that the decision or task is ultimately up to them. It's in their hands. They're responsible for it. That's what it means to leave something up to someone. So the federal government is basically saying to each state, you decide how you want to handle the legalization of marijuana. That's why in California, it's recreationally legal. You can walk into a store and buy it if you're over 21. But in Georgia, where I live at the moment, it's super illegal. If you get caught walking down the street with a blunt in your pocket, good chance you're going to jail, my friend. Obviously, it depends on the day and the police officer, but I'm just trying to show you that because the federal government has left it up to the states, in some states it's legal and some states it's illegal. That's the idea. And then finally, Be Real said, let me see exactly what he said. It's just a matter of time where we will definitely have it federally legal, but we're going to all pay the price until that happens, or until then, something like that, he said. And I wanted to explain the phrase to pay the price, or really the expression, let's say. So to pay the price means to suffer the consequences of an action or decision. And in this case, Be Real is referring to the fact that until marijuana is federally legalized, the people who live in states where it is legal and choose to sell it legally will continue to suffer the consequences of the current laws. So it implies that there's a cost associated with not legalizing marijuana at the federal level, and the people involved in that world will have to pay that cost. They'll have to pay that price, you know, literally and figuratively speaking. Hopefully that makes sense. If it doesn't, you know, just hit me up. But there you have it, my friend. Marijuana is a bit of a strange topic in the U.S. In some states, you can get taken to jail for possessing it. And in other states, you can walk into a store and buy it the same way you'd buy a beer or a pack of cigarettes. Many conservative states are still resisting the idea of legalizing the sale and possession of marijuana, but it's hard to ignore the hundreds of millions, if not billions, of dollars it could generate in tax revenue for each state. Not to mention the fact that the plant has been criminalized for reasons that have absolutely nothing to do with the effects of the plant itself. It's mostly bullshit political propaganda. But I guess I'll leave that topic for another day. Hopefully, you've enjoyed this episode and you've learned a thing or two along the way, my friend. This is Real English Radio. I'm your host, Tony Kaizen, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace!